Hey, TJ.
Hey.
Hey, it's John with the Vikings.
Hey, John.
Hey, we have the Twin Cities media here, so they're going to ask you a few questions, okay?
All right.
All right, I'll let you start, all right?
Okay.
Here we go.
A question. Hey, TJ, they kept saying that you dropped because of a medical issue. What exactly is that medical issue?
It was a concern with my foot, but I have no concerns with my so-called injury, and then I'm ready to get to work.
Do you have any idea when that injury happened?
I have no idea.
No, did they say it's like a
no? It could have been. It's an old injury, man, or old issue. But I've never had any problems. I had no concerns with it, and I'm not worried about it. So,
how long have you been playing football? It sounds like it's been relatively new to you.
I've been playing football since my junior year in high school.
Okay.
So, what made you start playing?
Well, I was playing basketball prior to that, and I wanted a little more opportunity to go to different colleges or have the opportunity to get scholarships from other colleges, and football as well was a tool that I knew would allow me to do so.
TJ, what made you want to switch to from defense to offense in college?
What made me switch was I wasn't having the success that I wanted on defense, and I just wanted another opportunity, and you know, the opportunity came for me to play offense, you know, for my last 2 years while I was still at Pitt, and I wanted to help the team, and I did that. You know, I switched over and got coached up, and it turned out pretty good for me.
What was the most difficult part of the transition?
Just learning. Football from the opposite side of the ball. I would say, you know, new terminology, new techniques. That was a little tough, but I was able to get through that and learn.
Was Jim Huber your position coach?
Yes, he was.
Did you find that you had to change your approach or your attitude to the game when switching sides of the ball?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Did you feel that you had to switch your attitude or your approach to the game when you switched sides of the ball?
I mean, yes, definitely. Actually, a switch did happen. When I switched over to the offensive side of the ball, I just had a nastiness or a certain aggression that I didn't have on defense grew while I was on the offense, and that's what I based my play off of.
TJ, what's the past few days been like, and kind of waiting to hear your name? And obviously you felt good about the foot, but NFL teams, they seem to have some hesitancy.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time?
What have the past few days been like, and just kind of having to wait probably quite a bit longer than you expected?
Past few days have been, they have been interesting. They've been interesting. I've sat and I've waited patiently, and I'm honestly happy and excited to be a Viking.
TJ, why didn't you play football growing up? Just no interest, or?
Oh, well, I didn't play because, my mom didn't understand the sport, and she saw it to be, kind of extremely, not extremely dangerous, but out of her eyes, that's how she felt, and she never, really wanted me to play.
Did you want to play, and she wouldn't let you?
Yeah, I thought about it, but, I was still playing basketball, and I was having fun with basketball. Did she change my mind?
Did change her mind?
She changed her mind, right at my junior year when I asked, because, my dad kind of just said, hey, let him play, and they allowed me to.
Were you surprised? I mean, it sounds like you were rated one of the best players in high school coming out, that you picked it up so quickly.
Did I pick it up so quickly?
Yeah, were you surprised that you were able to pick it up so quickly and become a top prospect?
I wouldn't say that I was surprised. It was just made real simple for me. Coach just said, listen, man, whoever has the ball, get them and take them down as hard as you can, kind of. So that's as simple as it was for me.
Did you talk to any colleges about playing both sports?
Only one school that said, hey, you can come here and play both was Duke. They were my first offer for football.
TJ, do you know what side that the Vikings would prefer you on, either left tackle or right tackle?
Anywhere that they want to place me, I'll jump in there and do to the best of my ability.
Have you talked to Jeff Davidson at all?
Yes, I spoke to him earlier.
What was your reaction? What was your reaction when you started hearing this news of reports coming out about your foot?
You know, it felt unfortunate to me, but you know, it all worked out, and I knew it was going to work out in the long run. I knew it was just something that was just going to, you know, a minor setback for now, and all it was going to do was just place me with the right organization. And you know, after I knew that and I believed that, I didn't worry any further.
Have you been watching all 3 days of the draft?
I have.
Where did you think you were going to go?
Into the second, you know, somewhere in that range, that's where I was, you know, I thought I would fall, but, you know, it didn't happen that way. And like I said before, man, where I am is where I was supposed to be.
Was your agent surprised, too, to see you fall?
It was a little surprise. A little surprise to me, too. But, you know, well, we just stayed positive. We stayed real positive, and we just kept saying, you know what, the right team will draft you at the right time. And I believe that, kept saying that. You know, with my family, we just kept saying that. And, you know, I got the call from Minnesota today, and I believe I'm at the right place.
Yeah. Who's your agent?
Yeah, why do you think Minnesota's the right place, TJ? Sorry.
I mean, the coaching staff, and they believed in me, and they wanted to, you know, they chose me, and they gave me an opportunity, and I'm very, very grateful for it, and I'm going to make the best of it.
Who's your agent?
Who is my agent?
Yes.
Mike McCartney.
Thank you.
The prospect of blocking for Adrian Peterson, I guess that has to be something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be huge. It's going to be exciting, and I'm excited to be able to have the opportunity to do so for him.
You know, at the Combine, you said that you kind of likened yourself to Tyron Smith. What about his game do you see in yourself?
You know, long, athletic, you know, patient guy. And, I mean, he's a younger guy. He's big. He's strong, physical. And that's what I liked about his game. And he's smart. Smart player.
How much time have you really had to spend on your technique and fundamentals switching over to the offensive side?
I spent a lot of time. I mean, it was almost as if I was, you know, playing catch up to a sense. And it doesn't stop. You know, that's something that, you know, even is continuous. You know, it'll never stop as long as I'm playing the game of football. It'll never stop.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.